Welcome to Live Arts Radio, bringing you original radio dramas written by members of the Playwrights Lab and performed by Charlottesville actors. This episode takes us into that most terrifying of places, a site at once chaotic yet banal, excruciatingly boring yet with the potential to send your life into a tailspin, the airport terminal. Please enjoy Turbulence by Jenny Mead.
Attention passengers, United Flight 94 to Los Angeles, boarding at gate 73, is now delayed 30 minutes.
Damn. That's us.
Only 30 minutes.
Oh, did you pack the toothbrushes?
The toothbrushes?
Yeah.
Why would you ask that?
Dunno, just wondering.
Of course I packed the toothbrushes.
Good.
And the toothpaste, the floss, the nail clippers, the hemorrhoid cream.
Hemorrhoid cream?
Just kidding. Why would you ask about toothbrushes?
Dunno. I had a dream last night. Toothbrushes were marching down the street. There were crowds and cheering and music and everything. John Phillips, Sousa, Macy's Day, Crest, Colgate, a parade type thing.
Dreams about teeth are really about death.
Thanks for the pre-flight tip.
I'm just interpreting. I'm sorry, honey. That was thoughtless.
United Flight 74 for Cleveland, now boarding gate 89.
It's okay. Oh, what did we get Keith and Monica?
A vase.
Exciting.
It's really pretty. And expensive.
A vase, huh? Okay. Is it in your suitcase?
In my suitcase?
Yeah, just wanted to make sure we didn't forget it.
What is up with you?
Anxiety, the usual.
Anyway, you don't put fragile things in a checked suitcase. That's asking for it to be broken.
Didn't know that.
I shipped it.
Now to Flight 72 to Greenville, boarding at gate 82.
Keith's your best friend. You should have bought the present, not left it to me.
Come on. Did you forget?
Oh, yeah. The turquoise ashtrays.
Hey, I thought your sister smoked.
Not just turquoise ashtrays. Turquoise ashtrays shaped like swans.
Can we forget about that?
United Flight 33 for Charlotte, boarding at gate 84.
Then there was the yodeling pickle. My parents never recovered from that one.
I thought your dad had a better sense of humor.
And the...
Don't say it.
Oh my God, you're blushing.
I'll never live that one down.
Farting fanny coin bank.
Hey, your brother loved that. He laughed for an hour at least.
He did. You're right.
United Flight 94 to Los Angeles is now delayed an hour.
That's us. Again. Great. Another hour to kill. Want to go to Starbucks and pay $16 for a latte?
No. I'd rather get a $25 margarita at the airport bar.
American Flight 38 to Raleigh, boarding at gate 42.
No, wait. Gate 43.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Nothing, I guess. Why do people kill time? Why does it have to meet such a violent end?
Huh?
Couldn't we maybe slightly wound it, embarrass it so it goes away? I mean, I would never kill time. Much better to pass it.
It's just a phrase.
Yeah, I mean, lots of things happening around us. That couple arguing, the little boy over there taking all his clothes off while the parents are glued to their cell phones. Grandpa and Grandma, see, looking out the window? They seem excited, probably visiting grandchildren in Des Moines or Dubuque or somewhere like that. Or...
maybe they're going to a nudist colony.
Oh, let's hope not.
Don't be ageist.
Now, you, Elizabeth, well, this isn't a criticism, mind you, because you know I love you, but I've noticed that you, well, beat up on time.
Are you kidding me?
Your phone's your primary weapon, you realize. You're always hurrying to the next appointment, a rendezvous, or... well, you're a killer, then. Of time, not anything, well, else.
And your point is?
No point, just observation.
United Flight 74, departing for Cincinnati, gate 92.
And aren't you the perceptive one, James?
Did you say something?
No.
It's weird. I swear I heard, Oh, well, so... how many weddings have we gone to over the last couple of years?
Yeah, 6 or 7. Will there be another proposal this time?
What?
The weddings.
Don't start with that again, please.
Practically each one you get all sentimental and weepy and ask me to marry you.
God, that was one time. I was drunk.
It's those songs. Those horrible 70s songs, they always make you cry.
No.
You came and you gave without
God,
taking.
No.
But I sent you
please
away.
Stop.
Oh, Mandy. was that other one?
Feeling. Nothing more than feeling.
Feelings?
What?
I hate feelings.
Who said anything about feelings?
You were singing it.
I wasn't. I hate that song, too.
Well, I'm confused.
United Flight 276, boarding at gate 79. First class ticket holders may board first.
Well, when I try to talk about marriage, when we're not attending yet another wedding, our 56th or 57th in 3 years...
Sixth or seventh.
You change the subject.
You know, I'm not sure how to say this, but...
She's not ready to talk about it.
I'm not ready to talk about it.
But we've been dating for 3 years now. I kind of think we should at least talk.
United Flight 65, departing for Omaha, gate 98.
You're starting to annoy her.
You know what? I'm starting to get, annoyed.
Sorry. I won't bring it up again.
Baggage left unattended will be removed and destroyed.
Sure you won't.
Look, I know we argue a lot. It'll be nice to have some time alone with you after Keith and Monica's wedding. Seems we never spend...
I know.
...time together. God, I wish United would get it together and call our flight already.
Flight 89 passengers requiring special assistance or with small children may board at this time.
You're pretty impatient, aren't you?
Patience was never your strong suit. I'm getting hungry.
Me too. I just hate waiting.
Does anyone like waiting?
Please have your boarding pass and identification ready.
I like making people wait.
What?
What?
Did you say something?
Just that no one likes to wait.
Yeah, I like making people wait a long time. In those hard little plastic seats. You better hope she really did pack that hemorrhoid cream, Jimmy.
United Flight 28, ready for departure at gate 60.
So, California, here we come.
Yeah.
I'm just happy Keith's finally getting married. He has had some rocky romantic times.
Yeah.
She slept with Keith.
Was there ever anything going on between you and Keith?
Why do you ask?
I don't know, just got this little voice in my head.
My voice is not little.
Of course not. He's your best friend, after all.
Liar.
United Flight 16, now boarding gate 70.
Are you telling me the truth?
Of course.
Pants on fire.
Didn't you have a thing for Keith's fiancée?
No way.
But he is sleeping with your friend Ashley.
Hey, did I see Ashley's name on your caller ID last night?
Yes. No.
I don't believe you.
Uh-oh. You're in trouble.
Yeah?
Think James.
I,
for God's sake, she's got a birthday coming
up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what?
Oh, Ashley and I are planning a surprise party.
For who?
You.
But my birthday's not for another month.
Well, you can't do enough pre-planning, you know. She called, so we could start.
Saved your bacon there, didn't I, Jimmy?
You know what I feel like? BLT.
But you're a vegetarian.
I know. Can't explain it.
Well, then let's go get one. I think we have time.
Oh, you're so sweet.
No sweeter than you.
This is getting disgustingly cute.
You're so cute in a disgusting kind of way.
What?
I have no earthly idea why I said that. Seriously, I'm sorry.
Please do not leave baggage unattended.
Oh, boy, this is fun.
Fun? Did you say that you're having fun?
I said nothing like that. I said I'm sorry. I don't know why that came out of my mouth.
So apologize already.
I already did!
What's wrong with you?
I don't know what's going on.
You're pretending to be crazy so that you can say mean things to me.
No, I do love you.
If you really love her, why don't you stop sleeping with Ashley?
I don't want to stop sleeping with Ashley!
What?
Oh, you just stepped in it, Jimmy. A big pile.
You're sleeping with Ashley? My best friend, Ashley?
Oh, you're one to talk, Miss Pot calling the kettle black. Remember your little nookie with Keith?
Nookie with Keith was a long time ago!
What? You slept with Keith? My best friend. When? Where?
I don't know. Never. No. A long time ago.
She had sex with him on the kitchen table.
So what if we had sex on the kitchen table?
Oh, little pile of your own, Betsy.
What?
You slept with Ashley.
You slept with Keith on the kitchen table.
A long time ago. You're sleeping with my best friend now.
Okay, time to wrap this up.
United Flight 94 to Los Angeles, now boarding at gate 73.
Elizabeth, Jimmy, time to board.
I am not getting on that plane with you. You cheated on me.
That was a long time ago. And you're cheating on me now.
Only because you won't marry me. Won't even talk about it.
I won't talk about it because you're cheating on me.
But you didn't know that.
Okay, now I'm confused.
I'm so confused.
So am I.
What is happening?
I don't know.
This is the final boarding call for passengers Elizabeth and James booked on flight 94 to Los Angeles. Please proceed to gate 73 immediately.
Oh, for God's sakes, the things I have to do. Oh, Mandy, you came and you gave without taking, but I sent you away.
What? What is it?
I don't know.
Well, you can get your sentimental, weeping self on that airplane all by yourself, because I'm not going.
Feelings, nothing more than feelings.
Oh, shut up!
Wait, where are you going? Elizabeth!
All by myself. No wanna be all by myself anymore.
Turbulence was written by Jenny Mead and performed by Julie Stavitsky and Sean McCord and me, Nathan Andereth. I finally get a voice credit. It was produced by Dan Gould. Theme music composed by Corey Caprone. Taping was done at the lovely Ravensworth Studio with assistance from Greg and Elizabeth Schoenborn. This will be my final episode with Live Arts Radio. It has been a wonderful journey with you all, and I will miss it very much. When we began, I had no real idea what I was doing, and figuring out how to build a radio drama podcast from scratch was a challenge and an adventure. I am very grateful to Dan Gould for his expert advice and endless hours of editing, Greg and Elizabeth Schoenborn for their hospitality and enthusiasm, my co-founders, Sean McCord and Alex Citrone, all of the excellent voice actors who brought such depth and passion to their parts, and of course the playwrights whose imagination supplied so many fascinating worlds and interesting characters. Thanks to Live Arts Theater for keeping us within its umbrella all this time. This has been a Playwrights Lab production.